Nolte, Elizabeth Warren melts down over Fox News town hall invite. By John Nolte on May 14, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, freaked out at Fox News as a hate-for-profit racket after the cable news outlet invited her to participate in a town hall event. As it has with other Democrats, Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, running for the 2020 presidential nomination, Fox invited Warren to participate in a primetime town hall. Using her verified Twitter account, Warren proceeded to publicly melt down over the invitation with a lengthy, evidence-free thread that reads a little like Kevin Spacey's diaries in the movie Say 7N. What you have here is a desperate attempt by a national joke to perk up her failing and altogether terrible presidential campaign. I love town halls. I've done more than 70 since January. And I'm glad to have a television audience be a part of them. Fox News has invited me to do a town hall, but I'm turning them down, here's why. Fox News is a hate-for-profit racket that gives a megaphone to racists and conspiracists. It's designed to turn us against each other, risking life and death consequences, to provide cover for the corruption that's rotting our government and hollowing out our middle class. Hate-for-profit works only if there's profit, so Fox News balances a mix of bigotry, racism, and outright lies with enough legit journalism to make the claim to advertisers that it's a reputable news outlet. It's all about dragging in ad money, big ad money. But Fox News is struggling as more and more advertisers pull out of their hate-filled space. A Democratic town hall gives the Fox News sales team a way to tell potential sponsors it's safe to buy ads on Fox. No harm to their brand or reputation. Spoiler, it's not. And on it went like that until Warren had to leave to join a buffalo hunt, or something. I'm sure CNN's Brian Stelter, a left-wing conspiracy theorist who is frequently caught lying, will be outraged over Warren's attack on Fox News. After all, Stelter has declared all criticism of the news media dangerous and un-American, except of course when he is attacking Fox News. It's pretty rich for faux hunters to accuse anything or anyone else of cynically profiting off of racism. For decades, this hideously dishonest woman lied to the world about being an American Indian, a Cherokee, a racial minority, and with that lie she enjoyed all the career and public relations spoils that came with it. What could be more racist than a privileged white person stealing the identity of a minority group just to boost her own career and resume? Nationally, in the 2020 Democrat primary, Warren is currently mired in single digits and more than 30 points behind frontrunner Joe Biden. In New Hampshire, which neighbors her home state of Massachusetts, she is stuck in fourth place and in single digits. In South Carolina, Warren is somehow losing to, get this, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ. She's in fifth place with just 6.5% support. Warren is even losing her home state, where she's in third place with just 14% support. Warren offered no evidence to back up her attacks on Fox and refuses to admit she's terrified she might face some tough questions at Fox that a far-left MSNBC or an even further left CNN would never dare ask. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.